This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So you focus in the article somewhat about the Bob Bigelow connection, because the original UFO investigation, which was instigated by Harry Reid, former senator, that investment apparently went to Bigelow to do the research, right?
In a way, yeah, or maybe most of it was given to Bigelow. Maybe there are other people, organizations that were involved in it, which have not been revealed as of today. But what we do know is that at some point, apparently there's a relationship between Bigelow and Reid, and some people have said that the fact that Bigelow received this black budget money kind of like smelled of corruption. I don't necessarily know if that is true or not. But yeah, Bigelow becomes involved, and some of the things that they use that money for is to try to improve some kind of like warehouse facility space inside the Bigelow aerospace company in Nevada for the purpose of storing some kind of material, you know. And this is something that everybody is speculating about, and this is probably the thing that we know the less about when it comes to all this project, because most of the people, when they read the New York Times article, they woo and they ah when they saw those black and white videos, you know, that was taken by the radars of those fighter jets. But almost no one, except people inside the UFO community, were started to speculate about those ideas about the alien alloys. Or also that they were trying to study the effects of UFOs on people who have been in the proximity of it. And this is when I think there's probably a connection between that and when Bigelow was in bed with MUFON.
Right, but then why that doesn't really explain why Elizondo would decide to go with this To the Stars thing.
Yeah. Exactly. There's this idea that he kind of like in the end, the Pentagon decided not to fund the program anymore. And that's why almost like the way he pictures it. And I saw that in one of his presentations for MUFON, like he almost like he pictures himself sitting on in front of his desk and, you know, doing crossword puzzles or doing Sudokus, because There was no one was calling him. No new information came to his inbox. So he got bored with it, and he, in frustration, decided to quit. Although he says that the program wasn't officially terminated, that's another angle he's playing. But basically, yeah, that's kind of like the reason why he claims that he decided to leave the Pentagon program and join forces with Elizondo. With DeLong.
Right. I think it was Jerome Clark that mentioned this, and I tend to empathize with his position on this. Instead of aligning themselves with some sort of entertainer to create a company to slowly release information out to people, provided that they can get some sort of funding, it would have made a lot more sense to simply get a publicist who knows how to approach the major publications like the New York Times and whoever else is interested in the story, and simply get it out to people. But the whole idea that they decided to try to leverage this into some sort of money-making venture, I think gave people cause for suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just an honest story, look, this is exactly what happened, and with me, and I'm not involved in trying to make a whole millions of dollars off it and suck people's money out of their pocket. We just want to get this story out. And when you listen to Elizondo, that's what he wants. That's what he says he wants. But then he's, you know, aligned himself with this To the Stars thing where there's the possibility of making a bunch of money as well. Maybe that was some sort of allure for him.
We have to bear in mind, too, that people who work for the government do not ordinarily, especially in some middle management position or whatever he had, make an awful lot of money. So they gave him a deal. You know, look, you can go out on lecture tours and make money and we'll pay you a salary. Then again, where's his salary coming from? But then even with $1 million, what is he making? $50,000, $75,000 a year?
There is a section in the SEC filing that mentions a stock incentive plan, 17,500,000 shares. And this is interesting, that were only issued to companies' employees, directors, consultants, and independent advisors. So this is kind of like an incentive. Of those shares, only 6 million shares are available. So what I read this, and maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but it seems like there are two kind of shares that were issued by To the Stars. There were the public offering shares, the ones that they were asking people for their money on their website, the ones that were rated at $5 per share and with the $200 initial investment. And there were these other stock incentive plans that were probably only issued to people like Elizondo and Jim Sullivan and Stephen Justice and Christopher Chris Mellon and maybe even Hal Puthoff. The ones that are only for the people on the inside, and it's probably that's the one from which they expect to eventually cash in when or if the company becomes profitable.
Right, and then they're analyzing this alleged material themselves with people in their own company, which, I mean, we had Sharon Hill on not too long ago who wrote the Scientific Americans, and one of the things we both agreed on is that if you want scientific evidence of UFOs, the best way to handle that is to make sure that you gather the evidence in an unbiased manner, and then let someone at arm's length from the field, independent scientists out there, analyze it on their own terms so that there's no influence.
Yeah, and that's exactly, as far as I can say, or as far as I can tell, that's exactly the way that people like Jacques Vallée are trying to do their own analysis, of their own so-called or purported alien materials. Jacques is going to other independent research labs, and I think that at one point he contacted Gary Nolan, who is also involved with To the Stars, so there's that other connection. But yeah, what they're saying is, yeah, we want to make this material available to other laboratories if they do want to conduct independent analysis of their own, because that's the only thing that keep science honest is peer review. And that is something that unfortunately is sorely lacking in the UFO field.
So, I mean, maybe I'm an idealist too here, but I mean, if one of the reasons I started the website I did was that, well, if somebody did happen to come forward and just get some kind of evidence like this, they could bypass all this sort of bureaucratic BS and go straight to publication with their story right away. No roadblocks, no hassles, no nothing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't care if I made a dime off it. I just want to get it out there. Now, how about you, Miguel? What if someone came to you with that? Would you be going, oh, I don't know, let's shop it around to the networks, let's see if we can start a company and make a few million dollars first? Would you be tempted to do that?
I don't understand. I don't know if I understand the question. What is it that someone might, if hypothetically, approach me with?
So Elizondo walks out with a video that he says is for training purposes, looks to shop it around somewhere for somebody, looks to publish it somehow with somebody, and that ends up in To the Stars with all of this sort of smoke and mirrors going on around it.
Before we put the smoke in the mirrors, we've got this first. With Gene, Randall, and Miguel, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes. They change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We progress here trying to sort things out with the ramifications of the Two of the Stars Academy and Tom DeLonge and all the other topics that arise in connection with that. I'm okay, Gene, he's Miguel, and he's Randall. Let's proceed, guys.
Okay, Gene, how about you then? Like, what if Elizondo had come to you, you know, with it? Would you have just got him right on the show and said, let's do this? Or would you have like, oh, I don't know, we can probably make this into a $1 million corporation if we just handle it right?
Well, you see, you're raising the big thing here. If I knew how to raise a $1 million corporation, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I don't. That answers many ills right there. But no, if someone like that comes to me and he's got this background, I put him on the show. But I cover it as a journalist. I ask him questions. I wouldn't look at him as a potential money source. And that separates people like us from people who are looking at UFOs and related topics as a business, as a way to make money, for better or worse.
Right, because I think that people, well, okay, again, this is me being an idealist. I think it's too important to bottle up behind any sort of bureaucracy, whether it's corporate or governmental. I think people deserve to know the truth about it and not have people just hold on to it and trickle it out to us every once in a while, depending on how much money they can make off it.
Yeah, but you have to realize, even in the UFO field, as you know, there are people who always look to find a way to make a little money. Now, if you're working for free and you have to pay the bills, it does make sense that you have to find a way to bring in some money. We'd like to, of course, have advertising on the PowerCast. We have the PowerCast Plus to bring in money. We're not doing this for free. But the point is here, you have to consider whether whatever you're doing, is it being done just for the money?
Yeah.
Or is it being done because you want to do serious research? And I hope you can do both.
Yeah. Let's take the example of, for example, Jane Goodall. You know, all her wonderful work she did studying chimpanzees in Africa. And obviously, there's a moment when the grant she received from one scientist ran out, and there was no choice but to make a deal with National Geographic. You know, and National Geographic says, "Yeah, sure. We're going to give you money to continue your research, but we need something in return. And what we need is to send you a cameraman so he can make these gorgeous films of you and the chimpanzees so we can profit from it, make a profit from it by selling that on television and to sell our magazines with those wonderful color photographs." You know, and you could say that that was a form of exploitation. Even Jane Goodall said, you know, one of the reasons why she had so much success is because she happened to be a nice-looking lady with nice legs, you know. But that's the way it is, you know. If that's what it takes in order to study the chimpanzees, that was the passion of her life. You understand that there's an ulterior good motive there, and there was an ulterior public benefit from all of it. So yeah, like you said, Gene, ideally, and I'm also an idealist, Randall. An idealist, you will try to find the win-win situation for all of it. You know, the trying to conduct important study of this really, really difficult subject to study, which is the UFOs. Try to do it in a very honest way, in a way in which you attract people, smarter people than you, that will take a look at your data, that will take a look at what you gather, that will either point out your mistakes or extrapolate something that you hadn't come up with yourself, and you could potentially find investors or venture capitalists that will manage to say, yeah, you know, there's something interesting you have there. Let me give you, I don't know, $10 million so you can continue your research, even if there is no chance whatsoever that you will be able to make a profit. Another example we could point out is Paul Allen, who recently passed away, by the way. He financed SETI, you know, during the later years of the organization's life, you know, after they were like disenfranchised for NASA. They were trying to find, people who will fund the research. And one of those people happened to be Paul Allen. So, yeah, we're talking about rock stars. We're talking about, you know, people who have net worths of hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, I wonder if there is some kind of billionaire there that will be willing to did an honest organization, you know, like a stipend of $2-3 million a year in order to study UFOs? I bet they are. The two questions are why haven't they done so? Why haven't they gone and knocked on the doors of ufologists? And number two, who will be deemed worthy enough of such an investment? Because I bet if someone will say, hey, you know, so-and-so just gave me $2 million for my UFO project, I bet there will be a lot of jealous people out there who will say, how dare you? You know, I have a better, you know, UFO program here. We have a better, a more respectable professional organization. We deserve that money more than you do.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, that is a whole bunch of little steps, you know, away from the original question I had. You know, when I said, what if he came to you with that video?
Would you, I would publish it on the Daily Grail, you know, in a heartbeat. And then,
yeah, exactly.
And the Daily Grail, you know, for what it's worth, is also a company that asks for donations. You know what I mean? Everything in our website is free. But, you know, in order to stay afloat and cover expenses and God forbid, make a bit of a profit so we can pay, who's Greg Taylor, the editor and owner, can pay people like me to write articles here and there. Yeah, you need to make a buck. The only reason, there are very few ways to make a buck on the internet. And one of those is, you know, to ask for donations here and there.
And sometimes people don't want people asking for donations here and there, as some of us know. That's controversial. You know, there are people who believe that you either make it in the traditional way, which is that you are paid for your work by someone, you work for somebody, you work for yourself. But if you ask for additional help, oh, no, we can't do that. But then the history of asking for donations, even back in the days of Ray Palmer, he was asking people to buy something, to do something, send them money, anything, to help him financially. So that goes back early. But, you know, we're not going to debate the morality of how you make the money. As long as it's legal, we don't really care otherwise. But then some people think that if you try to make money as a UFO researcher or any paranormal researcher, that that's something bad because suddenly that means you're only in it for the money. We'll talk about this and lots of other things with Miguel and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
After more than 2 weeks of speculation, Saudi Arabia acknowledged the death of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at their consulate in Turkey. The Saudis are saying that Khashoggi was accidentally killed in a fight. They're not admitting that he was murdered, though. The New York Times is reporting that he was strangled. So far, 18 men have been arrested in the case, and several Saudi intelligence officials have been fired. President Trump responded.
I think it's a very important first step, and it happened sooner than people thought it would happen. I've spoken to the king. I want to speak with the crown prince. And, you know, I think we're getting close to solving a very big problem.
He said what happened to Khashoggi was unacceptable. But when asked if he found the Saudi explanation credible, he said,
I do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, it's Greg Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I heard a dog barking. You see, when Miguel speaks loudly, dogs bark. They do. You listen to that. I thought Teddy Bear was just, you know, inching to say something as a result of that. He's sitting here in the corner. I kind of wondered about that. But I was raising that major point here. Then again, scientists receive a paycheck. So do we assume they go for grants because they make money from it, or they go for grants because they make money and they can do good research?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it depends on what kind of strings are attached, right? There's nothing wrong with accepting donations. I mean, I've got a website. If someone wants to send me a donation, I'll gladly accept it. Most of it comes out of my own pocket. I do it because I enjoy it, because I believe in the cause, not because I want to make money off it, you know, or I plan to. It's not a business venture for me. I'd like to write a book. If it sells, that would be great. But the reason I do it is to get a message out. It's for the cause again. It's not, well, maybe, you know, if I do that, I can bring in, you know, enough money to do this or that. That's not the idea. Making money is beside the point. Whereas it seems to me that this whole To the Stars venture thing, they put the money making part of it ahead of everything else.
And kind of feel that way, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, an example of someone who doesn't do that, I'm not sure. Have you guys ever heard of Yuri Milner?
No.
Okay. Well, see, there's an example.
Randall, tell us the example. I never heard of him either.
Okay, well, he's a Silicon Valley technology investor, and back in October 2017, you might remember there was a story that came in from the through the astronomers mostly about a very oblong, elongated-shaped asteroid that they were tracking coming into our solar system from outside it.
Oh, we're talking about Oumuamua, or I don't know how to...
Yeah, Oumuamua. Yeah, yeah. That's Hawaiian for messenger or something, and I probably... Yeah. Sorry to all you Hawaiians for my horrible pronunciation. But it didn't take long for people to start to speculate that that might be some sort of an interstellar craft. Mm-hmm. So what this Yuri Milner guy did is he actually funded the radio telescope at Green Bank, West Virginia, to look for signals from it. Very quietly, all behind the scenes, examining it, focused it on it. I mean, this guy was, millions of dollars to do this sort of thing. I mean, those are the kind of people that I really actually respect. I have, it's amazing that there are people behind the scenes like that with money who are interested, but are just quiet about it because they want to see what they can do to really uncover the truth about it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I remember a friend of mine who is an archaeologist. He works in Egypt. He told me something that shocked me at first, but then at the end it made a lot of sense, how most of the archaeological work done in places like Egypt and elsewhere is done for private donors, and it's not the results are not really revealed publicly. You know, some people who are very wealthy and who want to learn something, they will hire the services of some archaeologists, and whatever they recover, whatever that they manage to learn, they keep it to themselves. That's the way the world seems to work. And think about it. There are so many archaeologists, and there's just so many positions in academia that can be filled. And what are the rest going to do? You know, are they going to be only tourist guides? You know, they're going to try to find a way to fund the research whenever they can. And yeah, of course, there are more morally questionable funding than others. You know, I guess if I were a scientist and, in the 80s and a tobacco company came to me and promised me to fund my research, so long as I could prove that the cigarettes are not responsible for lung cancer, well, probably is a thing that, as a scientist, I will not be inclined to accept due to ethical reasons, right? It's difficult to learn where the line can be, the sand can be put. Maybe you are a scientist who's conducting research. I remember listening to an interview with Dean Radin on Radio Misterioso. He was talking about this project that we was working in which you could be used Twitter to try to predict where the next mass shooting in America will take place. A fascinating concept. But then again, you say, well, that will be good, to try to learn like a precog when the next mass shooter is going to try to commit a crime and try to stop it beforehand, alert the authorities. But on the other hand, someone will say, well, couldn't that kind of technology be also used for nefarious surveillance reasons and to try to create police states like in the novel 1984? Well, yeah. And I guess sometimes for scientists, it's very difficult to decide whether what they're doing is morally ethical or not. I guess those guys are driven by the passion to discover. And maybe sometimes they don't stop and question, should we really be doing this? Should we really be uncovering this? Because if it falls in the wrong hands, maybe it could do a lot of damage.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a cross between Minority Report and Wisdom of the Crowd. Have you guys seen that show? It's where they have the idea is exactly that. They have a crowdsourcing app that they use to predict and solve crimes.
Mm.
It is kind of interesting, actually. I mean, if someone can do that, and that might give people a little bit of a heads up or a head start on trying to prevent something bad from happening, I don't really see that as being too much of a problem.
And the problem is when how we decide when something is quote unquote bad or not. Try to stop a public protest, is that bad or is that good? It gets into gray areas very quickly, I guess.
That's really it. That, of course, now we're getting completely off topic, but yeah. It's still fascinating because predicting things is traditionally the realm of the psychic. You know, what's going to happen exactly. next, and how do we predict things? Well, mm-hmm. now it's becoming the realm of science. Scientists, mm-hmm. scientists are the new seers, mm-hmm. the new psychics, so to speak, the new oracles that we go to for what is going to happen in the future. And they're getting pretty good at it. I mean, the weather forecasts, for one thing, are more yeah. accurate now than I've ever seen them be.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, we have to trust some people sometime. We have to know who the good guys are and say, well, okay, you know, our people, for the most part, are good people. We don't want to see mass shootings or people get run down by, you know, someone in an automobile or anything like that. We don't want to see an act of terror where people are hurt senselessly for some cause.
The thing about trust, though, is most things we work with are done on trust. We trust when we turn on the television, it usually turns on. We mostly trust that when we put the key in the ignition or push a start-stop button in a car, it will start. We make a telephone call on our smartphone, that it will at least ring. We talk into a microphone. It'll work and receive the voice signal and then allow you to make a recording. There's a lot of trust. Every day you're trusting that some piece of technology is going to work and mostly do what you expect it to do, because that's what you require to get on. If it didn't work, we go back to smoke signals. We've got more to come. With Miguel and Jean and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So much for trust.
And getting back to the subject at hand, you know, whether we should trust Tom DeLonge and to the stars, I honestly think that Tom DeLonge is not a bad person. You know, I don't think that he is one who is trying to create this nefarious Ponzi scheme to scam people out of their money. I think that he came to this UFO world with all the right good intentions, but I don't think he came with the right attitude. I think he didn't take the right precautions.
And he came at it from an artist like yourself. He's a musician. He's an artist. He thinks UFOs are cool. This is really interesting. And there seems to be an audience out there for this. Well, maybe I can follow and pursue this interest that is really cool if I just go out there and get some people and stir up some interest. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like he really planned it out all that well, you know?
I feel that he put himself in a situation in which it was really easy to be manipulated by some kind of influence out of his control. And I'm saying that, oh yeah, that Luis Elizondo is the real puppet master. I don't know. I really don't know. But I feel that he put himself in a situation in which it's possibly that the way that the things were conducted for purposes that have nothing to do with his ulterior philanthropic goals, you know, of trying to, reveal the truth about UFOs to the world, and also the idea of trying to bring to the people these alleged technologies that could bring about a kind of renaissance and to free mankind from the yokes of, I don't know, energy, you know, gas companies and whatever.
Anyone who has really looked at that, though, and this is what I mean by just even doing a little bit of homework on the subject, knows that the kind of technology you're talking about, Miguel, is going to cost billions of dollars to develop. You've got hundreds of millions of it already going into development now behind the scenes. And we've got scientists at NASA, government funding, looking into it now. But how does someone like DeLonge think that in any way, shape, or form, he can compete with any of that?
I remember listening to one of Jacques Vallée's presentations. I think he was the Contact in the Desert 2017, at how the analysis that he conducted on these metal samples that had these very unusual isotopic ratios that, number one, they never understood what could be the reason behind these properties that these metals have. We only knew that they couldn't be naturally occurring, or they couldn't be of extraterrestrial meteoric origin. And number two, they knew that to try to replicate these properties in a laboratory or in a factory would be, like you said, astronomically expensive. I think he said that trying to create only 1 cubic centimeter of this kind of metal will cost like $1 trillion. Maybe he was exaggerating, maybe he wasn't. And obviously, we know that with technology, it's very difficult to predict trends. That obviously, a phone like the one that I'm holding right now in my hand, this not really that expensive smartphone, 30 years ago, would have probably cost $1 billion just to make one phone with this kind of properties. And technology advances almost in geometric leaps. But at the same time, you're right. You know, this idea that, yeah, we only need $50 million to kickstart this machine, this company, and before you know it, we're going to be able to create our own flying saucer. I feel that there was some kind of humility that was lacking in making such a leap of faith. You know, like you said, you know, if we think about the idea that these materials are come from a civilization that is maybe thousands or maybe millions of years ahead of us. And sometimes I veer away from that kind of logic, but okay, using it right now, to try to think that we ourselves with the 21st century technology will be able to replicate it in a time that will be financially sensible, you know, for a good business plans, instead of thinking that it will take centuries, if not thousands of years, to try to come up with something like that, it's arrogant, to put it mildly.
But then again, just the flip side of things, then look at Elon Musk. I mean, here's a guy who's developed a rocket that can go up into space and then come back down and land in the same place it took off, which is absolutely just like something out of a science fiction novel. Yeah. He did it. He managed to do it. So maybe, you know, being a rock star, he just had, you know, that big of an ego and that much of a drive and thought, well, if Elon Musk can do it, so can I. And just, I guess in a way, you almost have to hand it to him for going out and giving it a try. But it just seems from the perspective of people who've been in the field and have dealt with all these ideas and concepts and looked at the challenges that this was just going to be really something beyond what any individual would be capable of doing.
Yeah, but then again, you know, obviously, sometimes the absurd can happen. It seems that we couldn't think as possible, like, I don't know, the fall of the Berlin Wall or something like that, the end of the Soviet Union, things that were unimaginable 25 years ago, then eventually they came to happen. And a friend of mine is an American. He used to live in Spain, and he was talking to a Spanish doctor who told him, you know, the thing with Americans is they don't have a sense of the absurd. That is the wonderful and also the terrible thing about American culture, that only in America someone like Jimi Hendrix will be able to exist, you know, to be able to create his music and become a cultural icon. But also only in America, Donald Trump will have been elected president. So
that is pretty absurd.
Yeah.
But I guess it's part of the wonderful culture of North America, where someone is liked along, is free to do that, and he can get out there and he can give it a try. And what has come out of it is a real shift in the way the media looks at the subject. So
that is, you know, true. You have to admit that.
You know, it's not like it's all negative.
Yeah. But to be fair, yeah, we have to give that concessions to the stars. We cannot say, oh yeah, he failed miserably. No. He shifted the culture just a notch.
Like, I think basically you make a really good point. I think he's, you know, if we come down to the basics of it, I think that we're on the same side. You know, he's interested in it. He thinks it's really cool. He's like, he's read the books. He wants to know what it is. He's got the same curiosity about it and has actually gone out there and tried to do something in a big way. And you really got to give anyone who's got the gumption to go out and really take a good kick at that cat, you know, and do it. Yep. There's something to be said for that. Even if it doesn't work the way that you hope it would, or doesn't come across as turn out as well as you hoped, at least it was an effort.
Exactly, an effort. The only thing is that he probably didn't shield himself properly, not just for self-delusion, but also from external manipulation, because it's very, very easy, you know, to find yourself being manipulated, even becoming obsessed or even paranoid about all this stuff. The idea that the way that this Pentagon program, UFOs are called aerial threats, and maybe that kind of lexicon was used in order to attract the attention of all the people who write the checks on the Pentagon and say, it's a threat? Yeah, we have to give money.
Absolutely. I mean, definitely. You got an aerospace defense manufacturer. You know, if you're going to have a report that says that you've got some sort of advanced aerospace threat out there, well, you're going to need an advanced aerospace company to try to figure out how to counter that threat. So there's definitely an angle there, for sure.
Yeah, but I think that with DeLonghi, for sure, it's probably a person I will be able to have a few beers and have a good conversation with. I think it's a person whose heart is in the right place. Maybe his BS meter is not as sensible as it should be. One example I can give is someone showed me on my Facebook page some comment he made on his on DeLong's Instagram about one of Billy Mayer's photos, you know, those metallic
steamships. Right. Let's pursue that. Our next segment with Miguel and Gene and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.